Today's reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 20. Now when Jesus came to the area of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." He said, "And what about you? Who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Then Jesus replied, "Happy are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because no human has shown this to you. Rather, my Father who is in heaven has shown you. I tell you that you are Peter, and I'll build my church on this rock. The gates of the underworld won't be able to stand against it. I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Anything you fasten on earth will be fastened in heaven. Anything you loosen on earth will be loosened in heaven." Then he ordered the disciples not to tell anybody that he was the Christ.
The one thing we can say about August is it's a time of transition, isn't it? The first of the month, maybe we're getting in the last of our vacation. The middle of the month, we start seeing all those back to school sales because, oh my gosh, we have to think about going back to school. And then now we're in that rhythm of going to school and figuring out. And we just got to the point of summer, enjoying summer and sleeping in, right? And getting used to that schedule. And then, oh, now we got to get up. And then it's going to be like at, oh, dark 30 pretty soon. And I won't even talk about that. But right? So we're in transition. Well, we discover that Jesus and the disciples are in transition right now. They're on the road. They've been in Gentile country, and they're getting ready to go back to Jewish country. And not only that, they're in Caesarea Philippi. It is the hub of Gentile country. Listen to the name, right? It's named after Caesar. And then Philip, who was a Caesar, he names it after himself. And then as time goes on, then it's called Agrippa. This is the hub of a pagan Roman area. And then the disciples say, or Jesus says, "Who do you say that I am?" Wow. Now, I can't help but think of Barbie again all of a sudden. Oh, she just appears to me. Like, I love, it's not just traditional stereotypical Barbie anymore, right? We have Dr. Barbie. We have Lawyer Barbie. We have Judge Barbie. Supreme Court Justice Barbie. We have Piano Virtuoso Barbie. That's kind of where Jesus is at right now. Disciples, apostles, we've been hanging, we've been teaching, we've been doing some rabble-rousing. Last week, we even served the many thousands because people were willing to give their fish. I even have done a Sermon on the Mount. All of that was missed because of Hillary, but you can jive with me, right? Like, so they're doing miracles, they're becoming rock stars. And there's that question, who do you say that I am? I don't think they have an answer yet, do they? They're not sure. And I love when Jesus does this because we all want to put Jesus in a box, don't we? Well, Jesus is a teddy bear. He's cushy and mushy. Huh? Right? Jesus is a teacher. Yeah, okay, yep. Jesus was a carpenter, okay, right? Are you seeing all the Barbie Jesuses coming out now, right? But it all doesn't matter if you don't get who Jesus is, the Son of God. Now, get where we're doing this. We're saying this in the hub of Roman country. I am of the Father. I am of Abba. I am of that God who relates to us. I am of that God that says no to the empire. I am the God that says you don't serve Rome, you serve me. And in fact, that's being said right in the, it's like being in the OC and saying that you're progressive Christian, right, Suzanne?
Yeah.
Right? Yes. I believe in God, but maybe not the God of the empire. This is a huge moment in the Jesus movement as we now carry on into the season. And it got me thinking about this church, about us. As I told you in the announcements, the Board of Governors is going to be going through a training kind of, not a training, but how do we change in this transition? And I hope each week that we're spending our quality time together, we say, why are we doing this? Why do we want to have more volunteers serving on Sunday morning and less, well, we want our professional paid staff here, right? Amen? Yes. We want that those here, but we want to be able to. It's because we serve God. God Abba, God who is intimate with us. Why do we have parties for people on their 90th birthday? Because we serve God, and this is a community that God has brought together. And you think about it, Fran has been going to this church since 1967. So all of her children were raised here. All of her children that now have gray hair and grandchildren, well, I might be pushing a little bit, but they have the gray hair and children and adult children who were helping her. Why? Because they serve God. They know Jesus. Fran wanted her kids to know Jesus. Who do you say that I am? That's the question we're going to be asking ourselves this next month in September. Who do we say that we are? And then who do we serve? Good questions? Yeah. So when we start having people who want to be helping with worship and being helping with music, then let's start a worship committee or worship team, right? Why do we do it? To serve God. Amen? And then we get more people involved to do it with us, right? So we might have to learn how to do some scheduling and schedule meetings and fit this in here and fit that in there, but it's to serve God. And why do we want to serve God? Because we want to be here in this community, right? We want to be here in this corner. We want to be one of two progressive churches in Costa Mesa that say, you can love Jesus any way that works for you. I mean, within reason. Let's be biblically literate, right? But that's why we come here. We might have more Bible lessons. We might have, we might be adding in a children's ministry. Who knows, right? But the question is what? Who do we say that we are and why do we exist? That's what the disciples did too. That's what Peter's like, yes, 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 I've got it, I've got it, I know. Let me do all the logistics, let me do all the planning, right? We all need those people, amen, right? And he's already moving ahead, he's going to this, going to that, going to that. Well, what happens with Peter before he begins the church? He denies Jesus 3 times, doesn't he? So Peter is brought up in this story to remind us we're not all perfect. We're going to make mistakes. But the point is, why are we here and who do we serve? Amen? Because of God. God has brought us here from the beginning with some foresight. You know I love this story. Maybe some of you know it, some of you don't. But while the person that was buying up the land, and I'm trying to imagine this, corn grows. How about that for mixing up all the places I've lived? How about orange groves? Orange groves? That this was orange groves 70 years ago? 60 years ago, the beginning of housing, right? The person that developed the land wanted to make sure there was a place that had room for a house of God. So he made sure there was 2 acres designated. That 2 acres became Fairview Community Church. Fairview, let's say it right, sister. Let's say it right. Fairview Baptist Church. Amen. Right? Right? And then we decided, no, I'm just kidding. So yes, Fairview Baptist Church. That had been a mission in the Elks. Did it meet in the Elks? Right? It met in someone else's building. I can't remember which of our service groups. For Marge's time. Okay. It met, we're going to say, in a community organization. It was a mission. And then, because someone had the foresight to say, I serve Jesus. I'm here because I know who God is. I know who Jesus is. And so we're going to make sure there's 2 acres. We're going to make sure there's a Baptist church. And we're still here. Even after COVID. Even after. All the things that you can tell me that you have gone through. And now we're on a road. We're on a road from over here in the empire, and we're going to move over to where we serve God 100%. And we're going to really actually believe that God has an intimate relationship with us. And we're going to call God Mama, Papa, Mom, Dad. Whatever way, the point is, we don't call him Caesar. So, this is a transition time for us, just like our teachers. But we can walk one step at a time as long as we keep walking together. Amen. We honor each other's flaws. Amen. I have a whole bunch. I just hide it with good makeup and fashion like Barbie. Amen. But we do it because we know who God is. We know who we serve. And we know we want to be here 60 years from now. Thriving, being a legacy, making a difference that only a church can make. So let us celebrate the transition. Let us celebrate the walking. Let us celebrate knowing that we can do it together. Amen? Amen and amen.